The U.S. House of Representatives is due to approve a resolution condemning the selection last month of Libya to chair the United Nations Commission on Human Rights. Lawmakers in Congress have been incensed by two recent developments. On January 20th, Libya was appointed to the rotating chairmanship of the United Nations Human Rights Commission. At the same time, Iraq is scheduled to chair the UN Conference on Disarmament later this year in Geneva. Both countries are assuming the chairmanships under United Nations rules, but many congressional lawmakers are outraged, saying the developments further erode the credibility of the United Nations. The House concurrent resolution condemns the selection of Libya and supports the Bush administration's unsuccessful attempt to challenge it. A concurrent resolution is not legislation and is not sent to the president for signature, but is used to express the views or sentiments of either the House or Senate. In debate on the House floor, Republican Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave of Florida called the election of Libya to the commission shameful.
It is shameful, and it defies logic for Libya to sit in judgment of any nation on the critical issue of human rights. Libya is widely known to be a sponsor of international terrorism and an abuser of the most basic human rights. The American people will never forget that the Libyan terrorists were the ones who hijacked Pan Am Flight 103 and murdered hundreds of innocent passengers.
The resolution is sharply critical of United Nations members that supported the Libyan candidacy, particularly African, Asian, and Islamic countries, saying Congress will hold those countries accountable. Republican Henry Hyde is chairman of the House International Relations Committee.
I would also call upon the president to resist any effort now to lift UN sanctions against Libya until that country publicly accepts responsibility for the Pan Am 103 bombing, provides appropriate compensation to the victims, and is otherwise in full compliance with all the requirements of United Nations sanctions.
Some House Republicans, citing the Libya example, have renewed calls for the United States to withdraw from participation in UN bodies such as the Human Rights Commission. The resolution calls for the United States to renew efforts at the United Nations to ensure that known human rights violators or countries that support terrorism will not be elected in future to UN leadership positions. Here is Florida Republican Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Leightonen.
It shows contempt for the mission and work of the commission, and it only serves to empower and embolden pariah states who are increasing their presence on the commission and manipulating its agenda in order to legitimize their unacceptable practices.
Democratic Congressman Tom Lantos, a senior member of the House International Relations Committee, called the Libya and Iraq examples twin outrages. However, he said that while many lawmakers might cite both as reason for the United States to withdraw from such UN agencies, the United Nations remains, in his words, a reality and, to some extent, a necessity. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.